Welcome to the Goblin Bee. We don't actually have a cutting room floor anymore. We used to do that kind of stuff. Now we just let it ride because
we cut the cutting room floor.
Yeah. The five, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people who listen to it, who are, members of the podcast, and then, maybe one of our parents, I don't know, listen to it.
You do not think that we all listen to this podcast, do you?
I don't.
Matt, do you have a friend who has a parent that listens to this?
I wouldn't make it past this bad intro.
Oh, wow. Says the guy who hasn't made it to, like, what, how many sessions is it now?
Can't I'm already, it, guys. It's probably because of the intros.
Stuff I gotta do.
Anyway, I'm Matt. A nerd. I've been listening to the Waterdeep one, like, every day.
That stuff was good. That stuff was good.
The Waterdeep one is good. I actually have listened to that.
Do somebody want to do the intro?
Anybody? No, I was gonna wait until you started.
We were alternating the intro, and somehow that stopped.
Yeah, I think we should probably keep alternating because your energy level right now is like bad. So, cutting room floor, we can just.
All right. Well, yeah. Whoever wants to intro it, just go right ahead. I'll be Christian Bale-ing it over here.
Yeah. So, Matt, why don't you open up the thing that your friend left you, and that might perk you up a little bit, and then we can start over. There you go. All right, John, take us away.
Good evening, and welcome to another Goblins Gaming Podcast. Tonight we'll be continuing our trek to the Temple of Evil, Elemental Evil, and we haven't even made it there yet. We just keep playing around in some moat house. I don't know. Anyway, tonight I will be playing Zal, the grumpy little gnome with a fancy elven cloak now. And also, we have Jesse. Jesse, who are you playing tonight?
I will be playing Callan, who kind of pops in and out of our escapades here. And I got a fancy new ring of gnomish friendship. Have no clue what it does.
Means probably we're best friends forever.
Probably not as cool as your elven cloak. But
it's not the type of ring you were expecting.
No, definitely not. Not from our murder gnome.
All right. Continuing our counterclockwise expedition, we have Alan.
Hello. Yes, I am playing Jotnar. I am a human paladin. I am magnanimous. I have no magic items because I've given them all away to you, my fine party members, except for the arrows, because I do have a bow. That's some +1 arrows.
There we go. See? Yeah.
I'm not very tough for a paladin. In fact, I'm the least tough that a player character can be in this game. But, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, but you know what you do with Gusto.
That's right.
Absolutely. Next, we have Matt. Matt, who are you playing tonight?
I'm freaking playing Frick, the human monk, who likes to punch things with his fists of fury. And every time he does, he says Fist of Fury, because that's just how he is. He likes to drink expensive drinks and set things on fire. So,
Well, as long as he's not a frickin' furry, we're okay.
No, he hasn't gotten that bored yet.
All right.
Quick aside, my son works for Geek Squad.
Quick aside.
Here's a frick aside. My son works for Geek Squad right now, part-time at Best Buy. And he said somebody brought their computer in the other day because it wasn't working right, and they had to, no, they wanted their drive cloned so that they could put it on a new computer, and they had to clone, it was like 700 megabytes, or gigabytes, 700 gigabytes in a folder titled Furry Porn.
Furry Porn or Furry More?
Porn. Furry Porn.
Gosh.
Oh, could have been a typo.
Why would you not just name it something that it's not? Like bar mitzvah photos or something. I mean, just anything.
It's just somebody who just owns it, I guess.
You know what? It's probably the guy worked for the CIA. That was probably CIA shit in there. He didn't want anybody to look at it, so he labeled it furry porn.
Yeah, he knows you're not going to open that.
No, it worked because Isaac was like, we're not going to look at that. Just clone the drive. Just clone the drive.
Just clone the drive.
There you go.
Yeah.
Our last player is Brandon. Brandon, who are you playing tonight?
I'm playing Navrum, but I'm not sure why it is that I have to be introduces last.
You're at the bottom down here.
Because, yeah,
I'm taking that personal right now.
Best for last.
Actually, he hasn't introduced Danny yet, so I wouldn't.
I said our last player, right?
Yeah.
Right. There you go, I'm in the middle on my screen. I don't know about for you guys, but for me, I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle of mine as well.
And Danny's the most important part of tonight. Because without him, we don't play.
That's right. And also without Roll20. What is that? You got a furry t-shirt now?
Nope, he's just going shirtless.
That's classic D&D t-shirt.
That's right, classic, there. Man.
It's not a bad idea. I'm about to go shirtless. All right, and the man who's not shirtless is Danny, our DM.
Hey, yes, I'm wearing a t-shirt with the original characters from the D&D cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Just right. To have that whole box set.
And for those of you, and for those of you who care, we're playing a unholy amalgamation of Merkborg and first edition D&D.
That's right. Yep, we're using Merkborg rules.
Why's it gotta be unholy?
We've transferred the races and classes from first edition into Merkborg rule set.
It's unholy because I'm pretty sure it's heretical.
It's all a right. Bastardization, is what it is.
Indeed.
It is
a
that.
Bastardization? No, it's a, like the
no, it's,
the
a, it's a hybridization. It's
I
a
thought
hybrid.
You said baptization.
It's a bastardization.
It's very unforgiving.
Amalgamization?
That. It's a hybrid because it's the best of both. It's a hybrid.
It's amalgamation?
Anyway. Yeah, like the time they put Batman and Wolverine together.
Yeah. Or Batman and Scooby-Doo.
I mean, more now, of a conglomeration. Is it a conglomeration?
No, it was an amalgamation. His name was Darkclaw.
Anyway, we want to try and find some gnolls at the Moat House, I think. And try
the Moat House? Gnolls at the Boat House.
Mm-hmm.
Boat House?
It's a Moat House.
Who has a nose for gnolls?
The gnome.
Well,
the gnome knows.
It is the next day.
Does the gnome's nose start with a silent G?
Mm-hmm.
His gnose.
I do take gnome gnotes.
That's true. You do.
Yeah, there's no nose like gnome.
Yeah, you take rate gnome notes.
The dad jokes are just flying.
Yeah, I'm dying here.
You make it back to the Moat House.
No, just not leave our gnome alone.
No issues, and you're able to get down onto the stairs again.
All right. We had our fancy new horses this time. We got their lickety split.
This is how we get places without having an encounter. We just annoy Danny so much that he just, all right, you get there.
And you're there.
Not even a roll for random. You're just there.
I did roll for random while you guys were talking about nonsense.
All right.
Nonsense.
Talking about being gnome alone.
Oh, Dan's right. Pouring up the good stuff.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to scout ahead a little bit. Did we want to continue down the secret passageway we found or continue searching this level?
We had decided to come back and continue searching, I thought, because the secret passage looked like it was branching off in different areas.
Yeah, you guys were saying it's going down to a different level or something like that.
So, just Danny, the whole map's just grayed out for me, I guess, because my character wasn't there last session.
Just follow me.
That's weird.
I can't see anything.
I have a light source. You should be able to see.
You can see right here where you're at, right?
Nope.
Like your character doesn't have vision.
Nope.
Do I still have control of his character? Let's see.
I can't even open my character sheet.
Oops. I tried to remove Alan having access to it. I removed you instead. There you go. Now you can control your character again.
All right. Where's my light source?
I can see.
By the way, you weren't here earlier, Jesse, but all the gold that we got divvied up, I added to the bio right there on your yellow character sheet, and then I already added your experience point for last time, too.
All right, so I can control Jotnar now.
Oh. We both can.
You probably control him at some point. No. It just says only Alan can control him.
Okay.
Callan.
All right, okay. There we go. I'm behind Zal. All right.
Or a.
Okay, does one of you have a light source?
I do.
I do as well.
I have a hooded lantern.
Zal, if you want to just use your light source, we can conserve mine. I'm right with you. You're checking doors, and I'm busting them down. Maybe I'll keep the light source since I'll be going.
No, I want to light my lantern.
All right. Well, I'm talking to Zal.
Okay.
Yeah, Zal, do you want to conserve your lantern since you're not? Sure. Well, you have night vision anyway.
I do. So I'll turn my lantern off.
All right. So Jotnar and Frick, you both need to decrease an hour's worth of oil from your sheets.
Cool.
All right.
You do that for fun.
Well, when I came down here, I didn't get attacked, so I'm going to check this little door here to my left or my right.
Yeah, check that little door right there.
Yeah.
This here door?
Yeah. Yep.
Door? Pretty sure.
Would there have been in there?
These look like spells or something.
I will roll it. My thievery skills. I rolled a 20.
Whoa, dude, that's your first success.
No, I rolled one last session.
Is it your DR? Yes, slower now, right?
Yep, it should say DR 10 minus 1, so I actually only need 9 to succeed.
We don't know that, though. We think he's awesome. Gets it right every time.
He's amazing.
Door appears to be safe to open.
All right. I nod my head to Jotnar and step back.
St. Cuthbert be praised. Whoa!
You open the door and step in. There are two zombies staring at you. They look at you and immediately go,
"Arr." Are they chained up or anything?
They're trapped, right?
No, they're not. Yeah. They roll initiative immediately.
Nobody painted the words dead inside on the door or anything for us?
Not cool.
This is a really crappy movie.
Yeah, that was poor form.
It's a really crappy movie. It's funny. All right, let's see. Looks like everyone has rolled initiative. Is that right? No, somebody hasn't.
Nope, I'm trying to get to happen.
So if I lay hands on them and they're undead, it causes that many hit point damage, right?
I believe
still get the option to say no.
I believe that's how it works in first edition.
I don't remember reading that, but I remember hearing that at some point in my D&D experience.
Of course, you could also never with a weapon.
Navrim can turn them too, can he?
Yeah, Navrim can turn them.
Yes, he can. And I think Jotnar can even turn them as a first level cleric now.
Oh.
Aren't you fourth level?
I am. I'm fourth level. But does that. Yeah, I can turn these guys.
Yes, as a paladin.
Jotnar was a paladin.
I am, but I get cleric.
Oh, he said cleric around there. That's why I was
cleric ability. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yes, you can. It's a DR12 presence roll to turn 1d4 plus your cleric level hit dice of undead.
All right.
So that would be 1d4 plus 1 for Alan and 1d4 plus 3 for Navrim. All right. Anyway, Callan, it's your turn first.
Mm-hmm. There's no way I can attack them, is there?
Yeah, you can attack one.
Okay.
You can step up and attack and step back.
All right. I will step up, attack, and step back.
Oh, yeah. No opportunity attacks.
Attack of 7? I mean, 12 for 7 hits.
Yeah, you slice through this thing's body. Of course, it doesn't bleed or anything. It just kind of like is less well held together. After that, and make some sort of noise. All right, is that it for you?
Quick reminder: damage rolls are just the weapon damage roll. There are no pluses to that. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, unless you have, as an elf, you have special abilities that give you plus one to damage against some creatures, but I don't think undead is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Navrum, for instance, as a cleric, has plus 1d6 to all damage versus undead.
Nice.
Oh, I do. Is that already built into my macros?
No, probably not.
Not unless
I hope I remember it when it comes up later.
In like a minute or so. Frick.
Yeah. That's way too soon. It's not realistic.
Are you muted, Matt? Because it looks like you might be talking.
Yeah, sorry. Oh,
Jotnar's kneeling down so you can jump on my shoulders to hit him.
Fist of Fury, I say.
Oh, 13 for 4. Let's see. You punch that guy and it collapses against the wall, but let's see. If it falls over or not. Nope, the die went flying off to this. It does fall over.
All right, then I Fist of Fury the other one. So I get 2 attacks now.
That's right. I'm going to step all the way in there and attack the second one.
Yeah. Boom.
You hit it.
And then I step back out.
All right. You guys rolled a great initiative. Jotnar.
All right. What happens if I were to turn him? I don't think I need to, but if I were to, would he just like run away in fear?
Yeah, he would just huddle in the corner of this room, basically.
Okay, and not even try to attack me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and now to turn him—is that a bonus action?
That would be your action. There's no bonus actions in this.
Okay. I think, and then, does anybody else going after me? Yeah, we still got Navrum and Zal, so I'm just going to finish, I'm going to attack this guy. We're rolling here. I'm going to flail him, knock his block off, 15 for 4.
You hit him, yeah. You put a crunch some bones and some viscera and stuff, piles out on the floor. He's still standing there, though.
And then I'm going to move, like... Try to give people some room in here. I guess I can't. Whatever.
All right, so that's into your turn?
Yeah. Yeah, it's into my turn.
All right, at the end of your turn, this doors to the south bursts open. And the door beneath that bursts open. The door beneath that bursts open. And the last door bursts open. And you hear moaning from this other room off to your right as well.
Oh, and, great.
Literally, severals of zombies show up.
Okay, Navron, we need some turnage.
Yeah.
Gonna need some turnage.
I can't see crap.
Oh, that's because I had a light source and I went in the room.
I had a light source and then Dan took it away. All right. So I can see into there, I guess.
Right, so it's not your turn. It's not your turn.
I thought it was my turn.
No.
Where were you?
You'll be next.
Well, then you guys got to stop queuing me.
All right, these zombies start pouring out of these rooms.
All over. Whoa, they had a good initiative.
Well, the bad guys always go at 3.5.
Yeah, turnage would be good, wouldn't it?
Well, you've also got a cleric that does extra damage every time he hits one. All right, so they trundle out through here. Looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more of them. So you got a dozen zombies, but you've already killed one of them.
Hmm.
All right, I need, let's see, Zal to make 2 defense rolls and Callan. Jotnar and
Frick. What's the damage?
One. It is a D 6.
Okay.
Sorry, did you include me in that list?
I did. You're making 1 control. Zal's make just 1.
D 6.
Zal succeeds. Jotnar failed.
Yeah, I'm looking at potentially taking 4 damage.
Yeah. Zal had a critical failure, so your armor is going to get messed up unless you want to use an omen.
I'll use an omen to turn it into just a fail. So I just take one damage.
That's right. And then everybody else looks like they're okay, except Jotnar. Are you going to take the?
Yeah, I guess I'll just take it. Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, Navram, it's your turn.
Oh no, it's okay. I'm good now. I already tried. So should I attack or try to turn?
I would turn. There's so many of them.
And then you could attack one that you didn't turn next time or something.
All right. So how do I turn, Danny? Presence.
It's I think it should be on your character sheet somewhere, but it's a DR12 presence test.
I don't see it on my character sheet anywhere, so I'm just going to go with you saying D12 presence.
Yeah, just hit presence, the little dice beside presence. Nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
All right, so you roll a D4 plus your cleric level. That's that many hit dice worth of undeados.
Oh, yeah. See,
what am I level like, 2?
3.
All right, so D4.
Where did you go? 3. I don't see you anywhere.
He's underneath Frick. I'm not going to ask who's Frick's on top of the room. Bottom.
He's right here.
Yeah, he's on top of Frick, yeah. Frick's right there.
Frick's right here on my screen.
I know, he's right here on mine.
Oh,
Frick, where are you on your own screen?
Where's that roll, the last, whatever. Yeah, that, right there.
Okay.
11. Oh, you rolled a 1 on your D4.
All right,
that's fine, still 4 of them.
4. No, it's 4 hit dice. Let me see.
What?
It's 4 hit dice worth.
4.
And they're 2 really? Each.
That's so like 2. Crappy then at higher. I mean, even at higher level, you're like.
Yeah. That's just what
I guess it's. Yeah, I guess it makes it like you shouldn't be able to turn a lich as he is easily as a zombie. That makes sense.
I'm going to say the 2 that are closest that can really see you will be this one. And this one are now afraid. All right, so they will try to get away from you. All right, do you want to move or anything?
I can't see. My light source is still gone, so.
So probably not. So probably not then.
I guess not. So.
How can you not see? Like, can you see from Jotnar's lantern? Like the light coming out the door.
I also had my own lantern going, and it doesn't work anymore.
If we had a whole conversation about who wanted to have one, you did not speak up.
If you definitely didn't hear that.
If you have a lantern, well, we did have a conversation about it. If you have a lantern and want to remove an hour's worth of oil from your character sheet,
I am more than happy to do that.
I'll turn the light on for you. Now, we had a whole conversation about like who all was going to do it.
I'm not sure how I missed that part, but I apologize.
There we go. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I can see the zombies.
All right, Zal.
All right. Since these two on either side of me are afraid, I'm going to hit this one up here.
I guess you can tell because exclamation points show up over their heads or something. I don't know.
Right. So I'm going to swing my sword at this zombie to the northeast.
All right.
13 hits. For 5.
That's good damage on him.
And then I'm going to run over here behind Navram and be like, they don't like you.
All right, new round, Callan. There's zombies all over the place.
I guess
that one up there looks almost more undeader. The two closest to you right up here look afraid. And you got more to yourself.
So I'll move to there and attack that one.
All right.
Crit.
Ooh. Crit. Double damage. A one times one. Two.
All right. I'm going to use...
Well, that was enough damage to wipe him out with, but okay. Since you rolled a crit, I'm going to make him pass twice on his test to see if he stays up instead of just once.
Thank you.
I feel like that's fair. And he fell the second time, so he collapses.
All right. Sweet. All right. I'll just stand here in between the afraid guys.
All right.
So hopefully as they advance... Or we can just keep turning them. So that's my turn.
All right. Frick.
Frick. I'm going to step over here on top of this dead zombie. Oh, wait, there's a zombie right in front of me?
Yeah, those are the two afraid ones, the ones with the skull and crossbones.
Okay, all right. I'm not attacking. Oh, okay, then I'm going to go around them, right? Because if you attack them, does that unafraid them? If you don't kill them?
That'll give them a chance to be unafraid, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go around them then and... Fist of Fury.
Attack one of these southern zombies.
Oh, that was a miss.
The zombie says, well, I say so.
Fist of Fury again.
He's dodging out of the way all over the place.
There you go.
It's a very dexterous zombie. I'm going to back up to here.
Ninja zombie.
What's actually happening is he's got very baggy clothes on and all of the vital organs you're aiming at have already fallen out.
Punching through the air.
All right, Jotnar. There's a lot going on out there, but you still have a zombie in your face.
Yeah, I got to take care of the zombie in my face before I can join the fray. I missed how, so he turned a couple and then it looked like Jesse's took one down.
Yep.
And one hit with a crit. Alright, so I'm gonna smack this zombie in my face, hopefully be able to get out of here. 22 for 8. I had done 4 earlier.
Alright, let's roll to see if he stays on his feet or not. He does not. Nice. He collapses.
Nice hit.
Oh. Yeah, that's a great one.
Nice right. one.
I'm going to go out here and join my friends. Whoa. There's a lot of zombies out here, guys.
I mean, friends is a strong word.
Can I stand on top of this one's body?
Battle mates, maybe.
It's not a body. That's a living
that's
zombie.
That's it. I'm only friend with Callan.
Mac, have you not? I mean, that's the second or third time I've seen you do that. Is it not done? He's like, there's a drop left.
Zombies.
He's just suckling on it, hoping for one more drop.
He's like the Irish guy with the fly in his beer.
Hey, sweet I know. I'm
gonna move back here.
I respect that, Matt. I respect that.
Yeah. I think the last one did it.
I respect that. You respect that.
Uh huh.
Then maybe this goes back to first edition paladin things. Jodner's a paladin. I know I'm like the first in the doors, and he's not afraid. But Callan is a fighter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good, they ran.
So yeah, those two are
I just riding. Don't want to be up here so I can get swarmed. Kind of like forming a wall. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So now the non-afraid ones are moving up.
Yeah. Just get semi-swarmed.
Yeah, I just got to survive like 8 attacks here, and then hopefully Navrom can turn some of them.
Well, I can turn on my turn as well.
Yeah, if he turns other ones, then these won't be turned anymore. See?
Oh.
But I could turn them.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's like concentration to keep those two out of the fight.
All right, well, Navrom gets bonuses to hit or damage. Yeah. So yeah, definitely just start meleeing.
That's 3 defense rolls each for Jotnar and Callan.
Dang, we're going to get crazy.
It's a D6 damage. Guys.
Okay.
Roll that beautiful defense footage.
Oh, you guys are doing great.
Success.
Oh, free attack.
Oh, yes. A free attack.
All right, do you want me to go ahead and do that?
No, just go ahead and roll your last defense. Get it over with.
I think that was all 3. You rolled 3.
No,
Right, no, that's his
thing. Oh, no,
I didn't take any damage. Thank goodness.
Yeah, okay. Defend like a pro. All right, let's go ahead and let Callan get his last two, and then you can attack back.
There's one.
Success. And the
final success.
Success. Look at you guys. It's a wall of steel. You guys
are shrugging it off.
Not afraid of those zombies.
All right, and then you get to attack this one back, Jotnar.
Okay, all right.
Nah.
That's all right, though. You still blocked three attacks. Navram, your buddies are just like treating these zombies like they got no brains.
Just dancing around on nimbly bimbly.
So it's like I can walk over here. And let's see. Morning star to the face.
Ooh.
That's plus 70, D6?
Plus a D6, yeah.
So
that's 10
damage. That's nice.
Yep. You when you hit it, there's a burst of St. Cuthbertian light. Just hammer this thing down. It's still barely standing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some of these zombies are.
Suppose that's all I can do.
10 damage is all you can do. Yeah. All right, Zell. Now from bringing the pain to the zombies up here.
Yeah, I guess I could try to take out one of these guys down here that are swarming my buddy. So I'm going to step down here next to Jotnar and swing at this one here.
Okay.
All right, swing my sword as I start chanting something in Gnomish. 13 or five.
Five total.
Yeah, and then I said to Jotnar, like that!
Is, what is Gnomish, the ancient Gnomish language called Gnome Brew?
Something.
I thought it was just running all your words together into a single line sentence. Oh, that's Tinker Gnomes, never mind.
There's a lot of, that's very throaty.
Lots of phlegm involved.
Yeah, lots
in of saying it.
All right, Callan, new round. Plenty of targets for you.
You think I should attack the one that's already been hit by for 10 damage or just hit another one?
Take him down.
Dead. Take down the one we can kill.
Well, I mean, okay. I will swing at the one that's nearly dead.
Kill it with fire.
15 for 5.
You hit him. If it makes you feel any better, that's exactly how many hit points he had.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
He falls down. Not one of these has rolled to stay up yet.
All right, I'm not complaining.
And who has issue with that?
And now which
means we actually don't even know they can do that yet.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right.
I am done.
All right, Frick.
Freaking zombies, I say.
Zombies up here.
Yeah. I saw my gnome friend step up and smack this one, so I'm going to try to do the same.
All right.
Fist of Fury.
Squeezed into the wall. You punch him and hit him for 2 damage. He's looking hurt now.
Fist of Fury, again. Ooh,
oh, no. you break your fist.
You broke your fist.
Oh.
You take 1 point of damage, or you can.
Oh man, and that was his hairy hand.
Did I really take a point of damage? Is that how we're going to treat this?
Yeah.
That sounds like that's a bonus to being a monk, I think.
No, that's acceptable. Yeah, it's fine. I'll take a point of damage.
Yeah, 1 point of damage is actually better than having your weapon break, probably.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not complaining at all. Not being able to use my armor or my weapon is. Key.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I see what you did there with the key. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm done.
Jotnar, it's up to you. You have to kill all these zombies before they get another attack.
Well, I'm going to try to position myself, angling myself in sort of, how do I make a little arrow? This
you
direction.
Could turn some
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Like this one that's hurt, I want to try to avoid turning. I want to try to turn the ones over here. That's I'm just gonna kind of tilt my body that way and show my holy symbol.
That's fine. Yeah.
And what is it? It's a presence roll, right?
Don't get all off.
Don't look. Don't look. Don't look.
Yeah, you. Hey, what's that over there? Brains. I see brains. there are 12.
12 is all you needed. All right, roll a d4 plus one.
It's plus your cleric level. Is that what it
is? Yeah, but you count. Yeah, you turn as a level one cleric. So
okay. One. All right. All right. All right. Let's see if I know how to do this.
Just roll a d4.
1d4. Oh, nice.
All right. So, sure enough, this one and this one.
They all run away. They bravely run away.
All right. That's huge. That's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that it for you, John R? Mm-hmm.
Right before their turn, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's brilliant.
Yep.
All right. So, those two run away. One more comes up from... back in the back.
Of course it does.
This one repositions himself. This one moves over to here. All right, so Jotnar, you're going to need to defend once. Callan, you're going to defend twice. And Navram, you're going to defend once.
All right, I'm going to roll my two.
It's a d6.
Whew. Looks like I'm good to go.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, you failed once, but your armor...
I'm defending it. Against what?
A d6.
Okay.
Yeah, from the Zombo.
You succeed. What did Navram take damage from?
He hasn't held up all the way from last time.
Oh, okay.
Same as Jotnar.
Yeah.
Navram. That's the great thing about these rules is you don't necessarily heal all the way up if you take a day's worth of rest.
Right. Getting close. That was great damage.
That was, yeah. And you hadn't even rolled your extra d6 yet. That was 8. I mean, 9 minimum. All right. Well, you missed, unless you want to spend an omen or whatever to change it.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Zal.
All right, Zal steps over here to the same place and tries to hit that same guy, because that's the same one, right? He just shuffled over.
It is the same one, yep.
He's like, I'm back!
You hit him for 1 plus 3, and then he falls over.
Yes!
Nice. Well, that is how you do it, Zal.
I can't. Right. I can't move myself here.
You're probably happy there anyway, right?
Yeah, I guess it's fine. Oh,
somehow that door got closed. That's probably why you can't move.
Okay. Well, I'll just go back up here.
All right. All right, Callan, new round.
All right.
There are 3 zombies fighting you, and 4 zombies afraid in the corner.
Yes. Have any of these zombies been damaged?
This one over here got attacked by Navrom or somebody? Can't remember.
Mm.
Okay. Somebody hit him earlier.
I will swing at him then.
I do remember hitting somebody earlier.
Long sword to the face. A 13 for 4.
You hit him and starts to collapse.
Roll 20 just kicked me out.
And then he doesn't collapse. He succeeds. No. It was a mortal wound, but he stumbles back into consciousness.
Mm-hmm. An immortal one?
He must be the king of the zombies.
We have a zombie king.
He seems excited that you think he's the king. All right. Frick, there's the zombie king down here.
Mm-hmm.
A zombie king?
Mm-hmm. That's what Callan is calling it anyway.
Oh.
Matt says he could care less about a zombie king.
I can't get to the guy.
So that wasn't your broken hand, right?
No.
No, it's a strong hand.
It's a strong hand.
It's a strong hand.
And then, just to change it up, I'm going to try to kick him.
Nice.
Ooh.
Oh, and you hit. All right, he's hurt. He's still
bravely ran away.
Alive, though. All right. Jotnar, it's your turn.
Why are monks so fun? Ever since I played that Hadozi monk, like, it was a lot of fun. All right, so anyway, even in being a party member with a monk, it's fun. All right, so I'm going to flail the zombie that's right there. I'm just going to pop him. 19 for 7.
Wow. So the kids are calling it this day, flailing the zombie.
The zombie flail. Does sound like a sort of goth rave dance.
You hit him. He's still standing, though. Roll your extra damage.
What? I don't get extra. Do I get extra damage? I'm a paladin.
No. You do not get the extra damage. You can lay on hands.
No, we may need that.
No, I'd save that one for sure.
All right.
There's only so many consent jokes we can make.
The zombies. The zombies attack Jotnar, Callan, and Navram. Jotnar, Callan, and Navram each make one defense roll. It's 56 damage. Success. Failure, but your armor absorbs it for Jotnar. And then Navram succeeds as well. All right. It's Navram's turn.
Okay. I'm going to flail around.
You're going to try to attack with the Morning Star. He just blocks your attack with his humerus.
You would think that a
not funny zombie
Morning Star hitting a humerus would break it.
Yeah, it's funny. General.
No, right. It's not. Not really.
Zal.
I'm very sad.
Which, this one is the king?
Yeah, it's a king.
All right. I'm going to slide by Cal and be like, I'll get it, buddy.
Okay.
16, 4, 5.
Oh, yeah. You hit him and like he collapses halfway to the ground and then stands back up.
How does a gnome wield a broadsword?
Jotnar's not that bright, but he's like, if we kill him, they all die.
With both hands.
All right, new round, Callan.
It's a two-handed attack. Sneak attack. You see him like holding both. Oh, okay, anyways. That's funny. All right, so I'm going to attack the zombie king.
All right.
If the king goes down, they'll all go down. I've seen this before. 14 for 6.
Nice.
14 for 6. He drops to the ground.
Yes, the king is dead.
too much for his undead body. Eventually, gives out. All right. Anything else for you? You want to move or anything?
Nah, I chopped off his humerus.
That's right. his flail blocking humerus.
Yeah. Right. He tried to block it and just sliced right through. No, I'm gonna stand there and still be the
meat shield or whatever.
Meat shield for sure.
All right, Frick.
Here we go. Step up to here. Try to give this guy the five finger death punch. Oh nope. That didn't work.
The sixth finger.
No, that's only for the ladies, as I try to kick him.
Oh, yeah. 17 this one right here? Right to the south of you? You hit him. 4 damage.
You have 6 fingers on your hand. I know somebody that's looking for you.
All right, Jotnar. There's 2 zombies still fighting anyway.
I look at the zombie that's right across from me, and it's like, I have to tell you something. I'm actually left-handed. Actually, I'm not left-handed.
Oh my god, that was you're using capoeira.
Oh, good. You know capoeira.
It's a miss.
Well,
oh.
I guess I am left-handed. Sorry.
All right. Jotnar and Callan both make a defense roll.
I must admit, you are better than me. Oh, no.
No.
A double fumble.
The right. Damage was zero.
Do you want to pay omens to keep your armor or no? At least one of you is wearing like the fancy armor, right? That doesn't degrade.
It'll take one hit, yeah.
Who's wearing that?
Chainmail?
I'm wearing scale.
I think Alan might be, but he's muted, so it's hard to know.
Sorry, I'm muted. Yeah, I have chain on. Isn't it? You guys get hit twice before.
Yeah, you can take one hit before it degrades.
Yeah. So it's just up to you.
Can you repair it to get it back up to two hits?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to do an omen. I don't want to mess with that. I've got two, thankfully. All right. I'm using an omen.
Are you also spinning an omen, Jesse, or no?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I have two as well.
Okay. All right. And then it's Navram's turn.
I mean, our defense rolls were eventually going to, flunk out. I mean, I think we had 15 successes in a row.
It was a lot.
It was a lot, yeah.
All right, Navram swings. Oh, man. I'm missing out on all those extra D6s, too. That sucks. All right, Zal, it's your turn.
I run down here and say, you're a very smelly man. Then I run back.
At you. You messed.
Too smelly.
New round, Callan.
Use two hands, my gnomish friend. All right. 14 for 8.
Nice. Ooh. Nice.
Oh, which one was that? The one right here?
Yes.
Yeah, you diagonally slash, from the collarbone down through the rib cage, and he starts to collapse and then shudders and flops back together partway and is still standing there.
Oh my god. Mm. Seriously?
Yeah, some of these had to pass. Come on.
Were you the zombie prince? Guys, this one's the zombie prince.
Zombie princess?
Maybe. So you got some long hair.
Yeah, it's a lady. Sure, why not?
Oh, it's a lady.
All right. Frick.
It's a zombie queen, you fool.
Either way, I don't know what you guys call a lady.
Well, come kick her head off.
I'm going to try. 20 for 2.
Let's see here. Oh, she's still standing. She refuses to go down for the likes of you. You know, we're not handsome enough for her to go down.
Use your strong hand. Use your strong hand.
You can take my strong hand.
Oh, the strong hand works. She collapses.
Yes.
I say.
That last 4 damage was too much for her. All right. Jotnar.
All right. Well, you guys have made this easy enough. I'm going to step in here and flail that Z.
That's hits. It's still standing there, though. It's all beat up. Still standing there. All right. Zombies. These down here, some of them shuffle further away and kind of shield their eyes from your brandished holy symbols.
That's and right. Stay back.
It's going to attack. Let's see. Callan. You make a defense roll.
Sure. Come on, non-fumble. 19.
All right. Navram, it's your turn.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Come on, Navram.
What do you mean you're pretty sure it's not your turn?
You've had some bad rolls, but now is your time.
Are you away from your answer? Oh, no. All right, that's a fumble.
Apparently not.
This is omen time for sure.
You can spend it.
I really hope that I'm using up all the bad luck I can condense into one game. For maybe our next one, I'll do amazing.
Do you want to? That's kind of an omen, or roll on the chart to see what happens to your weapon.
Wait, what? Say that again.
Your weapon is going to break unless you spend an omen.
That's not necessarily true. You can spend an omen to make it not be a fumble. If you don't spend an omen, you have to roll on the chart.
What, so is it like a 1 in 6 chance that his weapon breaks?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I have a backup Morningstar, so let's roll in the chart.
Push the all broken right. button.
Let's see what happens.
There's a broken button.
You are counterattacked. You take a D2
damage.
Oh, well,
Danny gets to press the broken button.
Okay. I guess that's not that bad.
So no armor, so I just take 2 damage?
You take
0.
You take 2 damage.
No, it says 0 right there.
That's the number on the chart that it rolled.
Zero. I don't believe you. I just think you're trying to take me, like, make me take more damage.
A 0 is you are counterattacked. All right, you take 2
so
damage.
So how much damage do I actually take?
He wants to see the code. Where's the 2. Code for that?
You take 2 damage. I rolled it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a D2 die?
I have a D4. I just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You just flip a coin?
That's what I'm thinking.
1 or 2?
All right, you can't do that.
I don't appreciate there's not a 0 on that.
Zow.
Option.
It's your turn.
All right, so while it's attacking Navarm, I run around behind it and I say, I get it! No, I won't!
Okay. All right. Callan.
All right. Oh, I finally missed.
2 7 attacks in a row.
Mm-hmm. Those sevens are not lucky.
What the frick is going on here?
What's going on with you guys, I say? Try to kick this one in the shin.
Ooh, freaking shin kick.
Oh, and it stays up, though. It's the Prince of Zombies.
No, Prince of Zombies.
What? Try to kick him in the
Prince
ribs.
Of Zombies? I thought we were the Baron.
Dang, son.
Or the Duchy of Zombies.
Oh my god, that was a crit max damage.
Yeah.
He crit succeeded his roll to stay
man.
Up. So he stays up. You punch his head off, but he's still standing there. He catches his head with his right hand, tucks it under his arm, and goes,
"Arr!" That's craziness.
I'm so shocked that I just stand there. I can't even run away.
Okay.
I imagine that your leg is like stuck in his chest.
Is zombie Barry Sanders?
John, it's your turn.
I disagree. Right. I think it's Zombie Ditka.
Who's this Barry Sanders?
All right. Flail in the face. Wait, no, he doesn't have a face anymore. Flail in the neck hole.
He does. He's just holding it under his arm.
13 for 3.
All right, that hits. Let's see what happens. He drops his head and then falls to the ground and dies. He knocked his head out of his hand. All right,
really?
And these zombies back here in the background just all go and shield their eyes some more.
Can we just kill them? Do I have to actually fight them?
Anybody have fireball?
Mm-hmm. Well, now you guys can, the two of you could back them into the corner while everyone else looks around if you want to. As long as you keep your holy symbols out, you're holding them back.
Can we try to use our holy symbols to put them back into a room and shut the door?
You can do that, yeah.
Do you want to do that with me, Navarm, since you've got
the doors, do they lock? Do they lock?
I don't know.
They don't lock.
That's someone else's job. We're hurting them.
Yes, figure that out.
All right, I'm searching in these rooms.
This door up here was where we got the prisoners. It was barred on the outside.
Okay. There's a barred outside of it?
Well, they've already got them down here into this room.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's plenty of, you guys see, there's plenty of like furniture and crap over here off to your right. There's a table and boxes.
So you could use that to block it.
Just block the door if you want.
I'm going to search these two rooms in here. First small room, presence check.
I'll go there. I'll follow Frick around and just do presence checks too. 17.
While they're handling the zombies, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll look over here in the room where the furniture and stuff is.
21 in the second room.
I guess I just locked it somehow. That's nice.
I just marked it as locked since you guys are putting
so Jesse got 17 up here. You got 21 down here. Anything in either one of those?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. So this room where Zali is looks like it was a torture chamber of some sort. So that's cool.
Is your mom's bedroom, Navrom?
Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Other than that, let's see here.
Pretty sweet burn.
Look, this torture chamber thing has a little manipulative click on it. No, wait. That's my... Never mind. I thought that gear...
What are you playing with over there?
Well, the way I had it, like my health comes up, and then you know that little gear that comes up below your character? Yeah. I thought I had my mouse over the torture chamber, and the gear popped up. But it was like, and so I was like, oh, I could do something with it.
That's cool.
You're an episode mouse.
Zal, you notice a secret door down here in the southeastern section of this room.
So nothing in either one of these rooms is what I'm hearing?
That's right. Yeah, they were empty other than like, you know, pieces of zombie that had fallen off over time.
All right. And like these two rooms down here, were they open? These other small rooms? Yeah. Anything in them? Do I need to roll?
No, you don't. One roll covered that whole section.
All right. Okay. I tell the others, I find the door!
Secret door.
That's not a door.
So lots of secret doors around here.
Yes, it is. See? And I swing it open.
Oh, shit.
Yes. It's a portal.
There's a small, cramped tunnel about 3 feet wide, 4 feet tall. It goes directly east. Cuts south.
He's not cramped for Zal. That's right.
That means you're the perfect person to go in there.
Yeah, why don't you like sneak on ahead and see what's down there?
Is Zal's shape?
You get the new job of scout.
Is fate? Is meant to be?
Yeah, it's when he walks in there, there's like an inch of space from the top of his hat to the top of the.
Oh, I was gonna say if it was too short for my hat, I'd have Callan hold it.
That's what I feel like in most buildings.
He's perfect fit, like Navrom's mom.
Damn. Oh, man.
No, she would have made a lot more money if that was the case.
All right. Enough talk for a
just toss me in. No, Callan's my friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why I said Navrom, because Callan's your friend.
Go Zal.
Right.
Go Zal. Oh, is that because you gave me your promise ring? Like,
yes.
Zal. Hoot like a barn owl.
It's a purity ring.
Is it your purity ring?
The tunnel is cut south.
It's good enough for Glegg. It's good enough for Zal.
Tunnel cuts south for about 70 feet or so, and it looks like a dead end's down there, Zal. You want to go check it out?
Oh, really? Yeah, I'll go down here and check out the dead end.
You better be doing some perception.
There's something down in there.
There is another secret door, it looks like.
I'm going to listen to it. Do I hear anything on the other side?
Heavy breathing. No, you don't hear anything.
All right. And it doesn't look like it's trapped or barred or anything like that.
You can make one of your fancy thief rolls.
There's no bards in there.
Rolled a 20.
Dang, 21. Again. It looks fine.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'll just kind of creak it open a little bit and hold my eye up to the crack in the door.
Okay. Right on the other side of it is another door.
What?
Yeah, you see it.
All right. I guess
is it a normal sized room?
It's just a door. You open the door to see a door.
All right. I guess I'll creak that one open then.
Okay.
It's like a mud room.
All right. You open it up. Can you open it or do you need me to open it?
No, it won't let me.
Oh, there you go.
It just does the first door.
Now you can see it, right?
Okay.
All right. Yes, you open that door and see a small area that looks like it opens into a large room off to your right, maybe. It's actually hard to see from where you're at.
Okay.
But it's a really small area. Looks like an empty sarcophagus is right here. That's what you're looking at. And it looks like there's a room off to your right there.
Okay. I'm going to go back and get the guys and say, I found where the zombies came from.
All right, you're going to close that door and leave it open.
I'm going to leave it open, and then I'm going to get them and have them follow me.
Yeah, can we fit in there?
Yeah, you just have to like scrunch down.
All right. Let's take the smaller, creepier secret door.
All right, well, I'm going to get to here and then wait for them to catch up.
So the room we're leaving, I wasn't here for the last one. There's nothing else to do in it.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody percepted or anything.
I did. I searched it with a 14, and all I found was the secret door.
Oh, if somebody could move me down the tunnel next to last. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll be next to first.
That's a I'll big be first, request.
Whatever. But
next
I'll go to last.
Die.
Okay. Where do you want to be? Okay.
It's right. Either first or second.
All right, we need to be
Matt wants to be time. Next left.
Oh man, Callan just walks out straight out into that room. All right.
No, I just. Are we not in the room?
I mean, you can be.
I was waiting here for everybody to get caught up.
Go ahead, friend. I got your back.
All right.
I don't feel vulnerable at all right now.
I feel like I'm in the movie Wreck, and we're about to die.
All right, well, I'm going to step out into here and look around.
Okay. Yes, you are in what appears to be a burial crypt. Whoever built this place built it to house their dead. Each of these niches around the room is a holds a sarcophagus or has a space for one, at least.
I guess I can see the ones that have some and the ones that don't.
Yeah, well, as you... is everybody else moving in or are y'all staying in the tunnel for now?
Let's all move in, guys.
Moving in.
Okay. Everyone's going to move in without any checks, okay.
All right, as you step in, four of these rustle and burst open, and four emaciated... green glowing-eyed creatures step out.
I'm just asking because, you know, in like Game of Thrones or these other movies where these creatures are slowly like breaking their way out of sarcophaguses and stuff, and you're just watching and wondering, why don't they just smash the heads of the things while they're falling out? Can't we just do that right now rather than just watch and
it's an excellent have question. To fight them?
Yeah, if you roll initiative fast enough.
Spoken like a true cleric, he's like, yeah. Well, you did roll a great initiative.
But let's not confound the issue with pertinent facts.
Oh, should wait, I, that's Callan.
Should I roll initiative for Matt? I guess he's
still. Yeah.
Let's see here.
What is it that my initiative can never be? More than a three.
Yeah. Well, so it's like D6. I'm surprised that Navrin was even able to roll a 11. I didn't know that was possible.
Rolled an 11?
Yeah.
Well, it's plus...
No, I got a 3.
No, but Callan rolled a 5 plus a D6.
We didn't roll a 5. 5 is a bonus.
My agility is 5.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
His agility bonus is insane.
Holy shit, there's numbers above 0?
Yeah, right? I know. There is.
How do you get that option?
Luck. Sheer luck.
Pure, unadulterated luck. All right.
And which basically means luck, my ass.
He almost always goes first in an initiative. All right, Callan, you get to go first.
Shocking. Are you guys going to try to turn in these things?
I don't know if we get to meta like that, but I'll converse with you. Yes.
I mean, eventually we'll get a turn and maybe. We'll see.
What's this meta you speak of?
Yeah. Hold on. Huddle up.
I don't want to hear that from Jesse.
We party talk all the time.
Is bad investment by Zuckerberg.
We've got helmet cams.
All right. A 12 for 5, Danny. I'm attacking that one there.
All right. You hit it, and its flesh feels almost like a living creature's. You're surprised, considering it's slathering and got those glowing, creepy eyes.
Gross. Now I feel Frick. Icky.
Frick is not here. Jotnar.
Freaking magic hands. All right. I'm going to try to turn some ghouls. Just, I guess, obviously, the one closest to me would be the easiest. I don't know if there's a range on it.
Point it this way.
Yeah, I'll point it that way. I'll try to do that because Callan's got that one. I'm going to try to direct my holy symbol outward. If I can catch this third one, fine. Down here at the bottom.
They have a lot of hit dice, I'm assuming. So I'm assuming. You can get enough for one of them.
Okay, well, here's my presence roll.
Well, that's a failure.
Fail.
You can omen for like a presence.
No. 9 is a fail.
I've got like that's half my hit points left.
I got to roll 12. 12.
Yeah.
It's a DR 12.
12 key. All right. It's their turn.
Of course.
They jump forward. Briggly. Let's see. And they try to bite each of you. Let's see. Each of the four of you is going to need to make a defense roll. It's 2d6 plus 2 when they bite.
Oh, good night.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, they have these huge, their jaws distend and there's sharp, spiky teeth everywhere.
Like the jaws from 007.
2d6 plus 2?
Yep, 2d6 plus 2.
They're freaking Stranger Thing monsters.
Sal defends.
Hold on, wait, what?
Oh.
Callan does not defend.
Got hit for 8.
Jotnar does not defend. And we need Navrum.
Hold on, I have to type it in. 2d6 plus 2?
Yeah.
I'm looking bad over here, guys. I'm looking real bad.
I'm going to take the 4, I guess.
I think I might.
Oh! Critical defense. All right, you get to attack this one back. Jotnar for free. I mean, Navrum.
Navrum.
Plus d6 damage.
Plus
let's go. All right,
burn instead of like attack.
That. Turn the tide.
You get a free attack, yeah.
Yeah.
This is...
Why the...
You can turn on your turn, but that was, yeah. Ooh, good damage.
This is bullshit.
It's having a minus.
I really just need to let this character die and start another one. This is just ridiculous.
We need
having the minus is rough. All right, Navrum, it's your turn.
All right, I'll try a turn.
Turn him.
Presence?
Yeah.
Yes!
That's a success. All right, you roll a d4.
Plus three.
So I roll a crit, and I just get a d4 plus 3 again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's d4 plus 3. Yeah.
For how many hit die you turn.
Uh-huh.
That's what I rolled last time. All I got was a d4 plus 3. So.
Yeah, when you succeed,
crit means nothing.
Yeah, success is success. Yeah.
When you're doing
only critical attacks and defenses.
6 hit die, though. That might be 2 of them. I don't know.
Wait, who's crying?
Probably like... 6. At it makes make one consider rethinking his actions.
Yeah, let's hope one of them.
Yep, you...
oh, ghouls.
You shock this one right here that just bit you.
Do we like lose levels?
Shuffles back.
They do 2d6 plus 2 damage, Matt.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frick, it's your turn if you want to take your attack. I'll just let you wait to take your turn until you got here.
Yeah, I mean, can I move out of the tunnel and.
Yep.
Yeah.
How's it going
to
work?
You can basically move around to this side. That's about it.
You could move. You can move here. Hold on. You can move like there.
There's 4 of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you could move right above Zal.
Well, I'm just going to attack
just
that
turned
one.
This one, though.
Yeah, well, he just turned
He just got turned.
No, don't attack the turned one. Yeah, That's what I'm saying. If you moved right above Zal, you could attack the one in front
Step
of me.
Step over next to me and then get that one.
Or that.
Then do a pirouette to the left.
Zal.
Yeah, Zal just calm down. All right. I'm going to attack that one down there.
All right. Well, a miss and a hit for two. All right, Zal, it's your turn.
What did that feel like against his hand?
It felt slimy. Fleshy and slimy.
I don't like this. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Should you sword like Zal? I say as I swing it.
It's a hit.
For four.
All right, he's hurt, but not dead.
Somehow the gnome uses a giant sword.
It's not a giant sword.
It's a broad sword. That's huge for a gnome.
You're thinking bastard sword. All right. A broad sword is pretty similar.
It's just a fat short sword, I guess.
He's got a lot of girth. He's got a lot of girth.
Body shaming.
I'm probably just be a knife for anybody else, but it's a broad sword for me.
Broads like it.
Well, that was a good one.
It was.
I'll allow it. I will attack the one that I hit a second ago.
Okay.
22 for 5.
You hack him down.
Rawr! Bite me.
You only took 4, right? Wasn't that bad. You're not like Jotnar over here.
That's because I rolled like one of the 2d6s was a 1.
Oh, gotcha. All right. You going to move or anything?
I will move to here.
All right. Help Jotnar out. Frick.
Sorry, I was watching this video about dumplings.
All right. Oh. Soup dumplings, pork dumplings, gyoza.
I didn't get to finish it. I'm obsessed with food videos these days. Anyway, Fist of Fury.
Fist of Fury.
Oh, you dropped this one with 4 points of damage. Just nice. Collapses esophagus and it drops to the ground.
All right, move up here. Try to kick this guy in the nuts. Nope.
So they hit like trucks, but they don't have a lot of life. Does
that really work at this point?
I'm going to move down to here.
Dumps like a truck.
Truck. Baby cat, what? What?
What?
Baby
movie
butt.
Sick
of it again.
I think I got just as much a chance to kill this thing as I do to turn him, so I'm just going to try to hit him.
All right.
A flail here. And a miss. Yes. 6 didn't help.
Yeah, rolling a 5, you're gonna fail either way. So,
yeah.
All right, it's their turn.
Looks like pork, Jesse, but it's like self-inflating. It's very interesting.
Is it inflating pork? Do they pinch it at the top?
All right, this one steps forward and attacks Navram, seeing that he's holding up this holy symbol.
Why?
It's 2d4 plus 2 as he tries to claw you instead of bite you.
You can defend, Navram.
I mean, you would think that by holding up a holy symbol, they'd be like, no. But no, it's...
Here you go, Jesse.
I don't think he's afraid of it yet. But
the what plus what?
2d4 plus 2.
Okay.
2d4 plus 2. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, is that like a sticky bun? No.
Oh, that looks yummy. Steamed.
Yeah, I don't think it's a sticky bun.
No, you're correct. It's not. There's no.
It's kind of like a dumpling. You guys, it's a meat pie.
Quit the crosstalk here. We're trying to play a game.
Sorry.
All right. You defend, stopping his claws. His claws appear to be coated in some sort of unnatural substance.
You.
Oh, no.
Undead stuff.
Matt. I'm glad that he missed you. Navram.
That's a soup dumpling.
Kill him.
It's a soup dumpling.
Kill him.
I'm confused.
Wait, the unnatural substance on his claws is soup dumpling?
No, I'm about to have another ghoul show up every time someone says dumpling.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to bring it up. Not my fault.
It's your turn, Brandon.
I know.
Oh.
I'm just making my argument. Well, I'm also trying to get my cursor to move.
I mean,
in the so that I don't do anything.
There could have been three attacks. So don't be talking to me about slowing us down.
No, I just wanted to build the anticipation for like my character to not be able to hit shit.
Well, I'm just trying to visualize these disgusting ghouls, and then you keep throwing dumplings in the mix. And,
I just critted for 16 damage. Does that kill it?
Holy crap, that does kill it. Yes.
Just
obviously, the DM has a favorite.
So I sliced through it and screamed
damage.
Dumplings.
That was a max damage crit too. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's I'm taking a picture of that. That's
had one of those earlier, but then it stood back up.
another ghoul does show up though, because Jesse said the no no word.
God damn it!
And
you said 10. You know
the no no word.
I mean, 16 damage is like 10 damage too many.
Frick! It's your turn. You're gonna go attack the new ghoul.
20 for one.
I mean, 16 damage is 15 damage too many.
14 for two.
Oh, that's a hit too. Nice.
Back right on
that. Pew, 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 pew.
Jotnar. Another ghoul showed up down here to the
Jotnar
side.
Is like, he is so faithful to St. Cuthbert. He doesn't even realize he has 5 hit points. And he's just going to charge forward and flail him.
That's a broken weapon. Do you want to spend an omen or to roll the on the chart?
St. Cuthbert just sent you a sign.
Yeah. I'm going to use
an hand omen. Sign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use an omen.
All right.
And ask for forgiveness for whatever sins I'm not aware of.
All the things.
Yeah, all the things, and then move back up here.
All right. Wow, you can't move all the way back up there. You don't have that much room. You can move to like 5 feet away from him or something here, so... Yeah.
All right.
This thing's gonna charge forward and attack Zal.
Oh no!
2d6 plus 2 damage.
Oh, he's trying to bite me.
Yeah, he's trying to bite you.
I fail.
Mm. Ooh, yeah, you do. You take 6 damage as he just gnaws on your gnomish body. Now that he's all up and close, you can tell he's an undead elf. Of some sort.
Face.
I point at my cloak. I'm like, "What have you?"
All right, Navram, what you gonna do?
I'm try to hit something.
Lay that.
No, wait a minute. Space. Wait a minute.
You're going to appear to attack this one. That's fighting Zal. Or biting Zal, I should say.
I'm more like going to try to... distract it by swinging my Morningstar around and hoping to get its attention.
You are the worst at rolling in this game.
It's yeah.
5. Man, alive.
You should just start healing people, like me.
Zal, oh, the broadsword!
Oh!
For 9, 10, you kill
nice.
Him.
Nice, 10 damage.
You got him back for biting you. Oof. All right, you all saw
backbiting.
The turned ghoul disappear down here to the south into this little niche.
I'm not going to follow him. Was it the niche to his right or left?
It's down here.
Down here.
Okay. Let's not follow him.
Oh, I mean, let's check all these other... Is my light source
not turned on? I can't see him.
Let me see.
Yeah, I agree. Let's investigate up here in this little nook before we move.
You said you were doing one, though, right, Matt?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, I spent an hour's all.
Navram, how many times can you heal per day? Like, do you have...
Where did he go?
He can do it. He can four times per day.
There's a secret... Door through here.
How do you feel about giving me a little bit of healing?
Well, don't chase after him, Matt.
I feel a little woozy.
So there's a tunnel here, guys.
Well, we should probably patch ourselves up.
Yeah, and maybe search these sarcophagi.
Maybe get 2 or 3 nights sleep.
That was player. You know, Jotnar's a paladin, so he's not allowed.
I was going to say, searching sarcophagi. Paladin is all about.
Jotnar is a paladin player.
No, St. Cuthbert forbid that I mention anything about searching anything, or whatever character Jesse's playing is going to mention something about it.
It's because you always play like this supposed holy character, and you always do the most awful things of anyone in the group.
This is that's the thing. and then hyperboles just abound. They leap from your mouth.
Zal holds his little dolly up to his ear and says, "Sometimes there's treasures in the tombs."
Do you like how the master's in English there just like popped out of his mouth?
Yeah,
hyperboles abound.
All right, Danny, to heal Jotnar, do I click the use power dice button?
You do.
What is
here?
This?
We go.
You that failed.
Does not work. Yeah. Your god does not listen.
Can someone else please roll for me? In this game.
Thanks for the try.
Not the dice on my character sheet. They roll the random dice on their own.
I have a question.
Off my character sheet.
What's your question?
We said any class can use spells.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So martial classes can't.
Right, you'd have to multi-class, which you can't. I mean, you can do as an elf.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to lay on hands if we're going to keep going, because...
I was just thinking, I have a +3 presence, like...
Can't we have a sandwich?
Yeah, you guys definitely have the skills for multi-classing at some point.
You guys can stop and catch your breath and have a drink while you're sitting here. That's the D4 hit points for each person, if you do that.
And we take
that.
And we get some food.
Yeah, just to remove a ration...
Okay. And do we hit catch your breath or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get a full night.
Catch your breath. Look at that.
Nice. Catch my breath.
So I got 1 hit point for Zal, 4 for Callan.
Catch your breath.
Or no,
2 for Frick.
Oh, yeah.
And Navram will get a 1 probably. That made sense.
Man,
Brandon, I don't know what you have done to upset Roll 20, but you need to do something.
It wouldn't let me in at the beginning, and now it's just like being passive aggressive. I guess I don't know.
Today.
I'm gonna go ahead and lay on hands.
Don't touch me; it's going to turn badly
on yourself.
Yeah.
All right. So how does that work again? Is it how many hit points? 2 per level.
It's a level times 2. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got 8 hit points. That's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. It's getting more and more useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, touching yourself, I guess, does get that way, I suppose.
So while he's laying on hands on himself, we're going to loot these coffins. Yeah.
I like shuffle into an empty corner, corner where no one is when I lay hands on myself.
Come on, it's like St. Cuthbert, please help. Blah blah blah.
Guys, don't make it weird. Don't look. I'm just putting my hands on myself.
I need privacy.
I'm just gonna put my hands on myself while I pray to my.
Just cupping himself, St. Cuthbert.
Do not question the ways of St. Cuthbert.
Yes.
Don't question how he cups it.
We're gonna find Jotnar just in the corner rocking.
I feel better. I feel better.
All right. So I guess I'll take care of we'll call it the north end of the room. I rolled a 13.
You guys don't. Who was searching the southern end? That's my question. You don't see anything at the north end.
That particular person who has to roll dice.
Maybe Callan should come down there and search that one too.
Frick,
he's really good.
Frick, can Frick give me a presence check?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I'll look around too.
12.
All right.
Yeah, okay. When you were down in this tunnel down here, you saw like some glints of coins and stuff to the south right here.
Now keep in mind that's where the ghoul went.
I don't know, but I'm going to go. I don't care.
All right, let's go.
Holy smokes.
All right, Frick. All right.
Danny, I'm going to check these niches here.
There's lots of bones, but there's coins too, guys.
All right, down there where Matt is, it looks like that's their den of some sort.
Hello, gnome friend.
You find there's hundreds of silver pieces if you want to gather them all up.
I think we should.
There's some bones.
Okay. All right, you take some time. Yeah, there are heaps of bones. 800 silver pieces. That's what you get.
Ooh.
Yeah, you get 7 vials of holy water.
Damn.
That could be useful.
Yeah. And a couple other things. A potion that when you guys test it is a potion of undead control.
Ooh.
Holy crap. And
a scroll.
Sounds like a job for a paladin.
Right. A scroll of protection from undead. Looks like they must have snatched these off of somebody that wanted to use them against them, killed them.
What's that scroll called?
Protection from undead.
I don't know, but that's a fucking power move right there.
Colin, you do not see anything else in those other niches. Whatever.
Okay.
You guys have been waiting around long enough. Navram can try to cast from their spell, though. If you would like to try to cure again.
Who needs to be cured?
I'm back to full.
I'm good.
Looks like you and Zal are the ones that are the most hurt.
Danny, there's another hall. There's another hallway over here, guys.
All right,
there is.
I'm not cured, Zal.
You're going to try west. Who are you curing me?
Yeah, that succeeds.
Sweet.
How much?
It's I don't know. It's on your sheet. I'm going to guess it's
where's everybody else? But... I'm down here with John.
It's a D8.
Well, roll me a D8. Tell me how much you helped me. Or would you rather me roll it?
3.
You probably should have rolled it, but never mind.
It's 3 points.
You're
going to keep going down through there?
Looks like people are heading that direction.
Yeah, I should have rolled it.
Everyone using a lantern needs to remove another hour of oil from their character sheets at this point.
Lord, it's been an hour. Those are some long battles.
I'm pretty sure I didn't get the beginning of the hour. Everyone else did, so.
Yeah, it's the rest that did it. These guys were resting there almost an hour.
Yeah, okay. That does it. Okay, all right.
All right, what are y'all doing? I've got 2 of you down here in the tunnels. Navram and Callan are back up in the crypt. I don't even see Jotnar unless he's underneath Zal.
I have no idea where everyone went to, so...
I see you now.
I'm refreshing my page because after I add any kind of information to my bio, I can't get it to pull up. Okay.
Is there something else we need to explore before we go down through the tunnels?
There's another hallway there to the north. It's not a door or anything. It's just a hallway up there where Callan is.
I guess, it's just a hallway. No doors.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's some turns and stuff in it. So it goes south and then cuts east. And
up here. Yeah. Right,
well, let's go back up there for a second.
Yeah. I mean, we can remember these tunnels are down here. Could be useful later.
This place is bigger than I thought.
I mean, who knows? Those tunnels.
Everything's bigger than you thought.
Temple of Elemental Evil.
You're a gnome.
Everything's bigger than you thought. That's funny. You guys are still looking for the group of gnolls, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're on the inside. All right, so everybody go to the right.
Down the other way. We didn't go.
Yeah, the other secret door.
Yeah. Navram, you're getting left behind. Everybody else is Frick. Out of the tunnels. You guys are so split up. I can't wait for something to attack.
Yes. All right, besides
Zal, stop.
To the right.
I'll wait for the others to catch up.
Wait, is this
get
not...
Roll 20 to catch up.
Navram, do you want me to move you?
I'm trying to. Yeah. Roll 20 is Not my friend right now.
Right. You just moved further into the tunnels.
Don't get into those tunnels. It looks spidery back there.
Come on, please just move.
Oh, I saw you move. You're moving the right way now. All right. Actually, this might be a good place to stop for the night. I guess it's getting kind of late for you fellas.
No, we got 15 more minutes. Sure. Let's keep going.
Yeah, we got 15.
15 minutes. Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah, especially when Roll 20 is...
It might take now from 15 minutes to get here.
Just let Danny move you, and you just move your map.
You caught up with everybody else now. All right. So yes, this tunnel keeps going south and then east and then south and then east. And it looks like just up ahead, it comes to a T after going east for another 40 or so feet.
Hey, traps. Look for traps, Sal, around that T. That threshold.
But it's just going to like lead to where that secret door goes up there.
Leading into that T. All right.
You would think so, right? Here. I mean, it's like people had to be able to get to this tomb. It's probably this hallway here.
Yeah, I feel like we should go back up to that secret door.
Zal, what are you doing?
Zal looks like he's moving ahead. Did you say you guys wanted to keep playing? I thought we were quitting for the night.
No. I think we should go back up to that secret door. Head down that way. I feel like this is going to lead us in the same place.
We've gone like a million different directions at this point.
Well, there's three options right now. There's this way, the underground tunnels, and the secret door that we found in the last session.
All right. Well, I come up here to the T intersection.
Yep. All right. So it looks
like. Can you please just move me where everyone is?
I did.
All right.
I can't see it.
Oh, you just moved yourself there. All right.
I'm not touching myself right now.
It's good to know because your camera's off. All right, Zal, this T goes north and south very far. It looks like it might open into a room at the far end of your vision on the south. To the north, you can see there's a hallway that cuts off to the east after a while, but the main tunnel keeps going north towards the direction of that secret tunnel that you guys found earlier.
Let's go up north just to confirm that.
Question, dude. Yeah. Do either direction, like, does it look like there's been recent travel in either direction?
This doesn't look overly traveled. Make me a presence check.
I was thinking survival.
Yeah. You got any kind of nature or survival abilities for your race or class or anything?
For Zal? No. Just my infravision.
12. It's hard to tell because it's stone floors. But it looks like maybe it's a little more dusty, a little less dusty to the north. You're not sure, though.
All right. Well, Frick said north, so let's go north.
North it is. Callan, do you want to get up here? We'll lead the way together.
Yeah, I'll be right behind Zal.
Yes, Zal's like taking point.
Yeah, well, he's the sneaky gnome with his elven cloak on.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go up here and peek around the corner here.
All right, yep. So this offshoot on the eastern side of the tunnel goes kind of diagonally southeast from there. It's a smaller tunnel, a side tunnel. Goes southeast for, it looks like, quite a long ways, further than you can see in the dark, anyway.
Good Lord. All right.
And just to your north, about another 20 feet, you see a door. It's closed.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go secret. Check this door. Use my thievery skills to check it out.
That's the secret. That's the secret door.
That's where the dragon lives down that diagonal tunnel.
All right. I tell Jotnar is good.
All right, guys, stand aside. Jotnar, got this.
Are you open? Here we go. The door does open for you. Let's see. The door does open.
Wait, I didn't mean to close it. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. And that opens up to like a large empty room, it looks like.
All right. Looks empty, guys. Zal is like 100% on these things.
As you step around the corner, you can see far off to your west, there's like a tunnel up here. And you can see a lot of firelight going.
Some firelight up here, guys. So maybe Zal could sneak leakily up there.
Yeah, can I try to like sneak up there and see if I can't hear or see anything?
Yeah, roll me a
thievery. Roll a what?
Just a D100.
All right. 85.
Okay. Yep. You sneak up there. That's for your cloak. Your cloak appears to be hiding you. You can get up to around in here somewhere. And you see a pack of gnolls sitting around the fire.
Where did you say I get to?
About right here.
I didn't see the marker either.
Yeah, I'm not seeing. Oh,
it's just because I'm on the wrong thing. It's about I was on the wrong layer. My bad. Get to about right here.
Okay. All right. Well, as soon as I see the gnolls, I stop. I duck down. I turn around to the others, and I make like a hand signal at them. That I see something up ahead.
Should take them by surprise.
Let's do it.
Arrows in their eyes.
He's a poet.
So, how much do we know about gnolls? Like, do we know, are they basically equivalent to humans? Is an individual gnoll stronger than a human?
One of them screeches in common. Humans invaders. points at Jotnar. Points at Jotnar.
All right.
So
can I get an arrow off?
No, not now.
We wasted too much time.
I pushed my luck. I moved up too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Roll your initiatives. So I got a 6. You had to re-roll it, I guess, Sal, huh?
Yeah. But I fixed it.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm
missing somebody.
You're missing me.
3.
What do we know about gnolls? Are they stronger than us?
We do know they're very aware.
All right. So here's the question. We got just a few minutes left. Do you want to just stop right here and start the fight at the beginning next session, or do you want to try to?
Let's stop. Yeah, I need to reset whatever rolling luck I have.
Oh, come on!
You don't know. This might be it, man.
Four gnolls. I think this could be it.
These fights go pretty quick, man.
Fight. I want to fucking fight.
Let's fight.
All right, Callan, go.
He's all throwing rolls for me.
I can't get to one, can I?
Don't think so.
You got ranged?
No, I need a bow. You would think with like the...
You've got enough gold to buy one.
Yeah, I know.
You can move. If you double move, basically you can move 12 squares if you want to. Well, charge up there.
Hey, did you guys know that Walt Whitman's family was like super rich because they sold pencils?
Zal, I didn't know that.
I'm done.
What you want to do?
All right. Zal pulls out his crossbow, steps up, and fires at the first one he sees.
Right.
16 for 7, and then I duck back down.
Yeah, you hit him good. Jotnar.
All right. Jonah doesn't like these doors in hallways.
He doesn't like things with knobs.
Yeah, because things have jumped out at us before.
There are two more doors to the south, and there's a tunnel to the north. That's true.
Help me with range. I'd like to try to launch a bow at that lead knoll, but I don't know how close I have to get.
You're close enough.
Maybe launch the arrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, why you don't
fire the arrow? Don't throw the bow.
Don't throw the bow.
Thank you, guys.
It doesn't work like a boomerang.
What was I thinking? All right, 15 for 3. That was a plus 1 arrow.
Okay. Nice. So it sticks in him. You have to remember to try to get it back later.
Yep.
Dang, he's been hit twice and he's not down.
He is not down.
They're tougher than the ghouls.
Gnolls are tough.
Yeah. Let's see. It screams out in rage, and they are apparently also extremely fast. They got these like reverse turned leg things going on. Yeah, it's weird.
Like amputees.
I don't know, but they start just boiling out of this room at Zal and Callan and mostly Zal.
Lovely,
and some at Jotnar.
There's a lot more than four.
They reek.
Anyone cast fireball?
Can we turn these guys? Can we turn them?
No.
I think we were trying to be. We were warned.
Zal.
Yeah, I tried to say wait, but no.
I'd
have a long battle.
I don't think waiting would have helped at all.
It would have helped me be more conscious.
You need to defend twice against a D8 plus 2. What about me? Once for you.
Do I need to do a D8 plus 2?
Yeah, with these spears they're holding. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Damn.
I could have really just done it.
All right.
Callan succeeds. Zal fails twice.
Just no more faithful to Cutbert. This wouldn't be happening.
Takes 9 damage. And then Jotnar and Navram, these two in the back, both shoot bows at you. You both need to defend.
Of course they do.
It's a D8 plus 1.
Whoa, wait, a bow is D8? I thought bows are like D6s, right?
These are their monster bows. I'm just using the books. The book's damage. It's a D8 plus 1.
All right. I think I defended.
No, you need a 14. So you're going to take 3.
Okay.
You're going to take 3.
We are going to die, guys.
This one right here, he's wearing the fanciest stuff, says he's the one that was speaking in common before. He says, "You should not have come here."
I recognize that.
I think we should run.
I think we should kill the leader.
Okay.
Yeah, we should focus on the leader for sure, in case there's any morale. But
if you are,
where
are we going to run to? We're in a dungeon.
Sorry, Danny. Go ahead.
Let the DM speak.
He says, "If you will pay us, then we will let you pass."
How much?
Paladin?
6 gold pieces each.
Okay, here you go.
Alright.
Yeah, we're just exploring. Can you guys give us any information about this place?
I threw that shit down. I threw down 10.
You all agree?
Yeah, I threw down more. It's not
like... I give them 10.
It's not a happy ending or anything here. No.
They want 6 gold pieces each. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That would be 54 gold.
Not 6 gold pieces each of us.
54.
I threw down 10.
54 from each PC.
No, 54 total.
We can do that.
Yeah, so it's basically like, 11 each.
We just found 800 silver.
Yeah, that's
true.
How much?
Yeah, that's like
take it from the group. All right, take it from the group fund then. Throw it down from the group fund.
I do want one of those bows.
Yeah, can we just drop 540 silver on the ground? We just finished.
Well, it'd be like 1,080 silver because it's 20 silver for a gold piece of the
selection. Oh yeah, never mind. Sorry.
Well, we don't have quite that much silver, but I mean, I've got plenty of gold.
Well, how much? If we empty the group fund, how much do we each need to throw down?
Just give them Nabram, and I'll reroll a character.
It's not what they want.
The group fund has 1 platinum, 3 gold.
Well, Navram's not
wearing electrum yet, so. And 803 silver.
Can we just call that even?
The 5 platinum is.
No. One platinum.
One platinum.
800 silver is 40 gold. All right. So then we just need 14 more gold.
Yeah. I was trying to see how
platinum is 10 gold.
Platinum is 5.
5.
Let's just say they can't count and let's call that even.
Just wipe out the entire group fund. That's like 53 gold.
Wipe it out.
We got to come back and kill them.
Shut up.
You don't think so?
Hush.
All right. So Danny, if I wipe out the group funds, does that get it?
How close is that?
That is
50-something gold.
That's 1 platinum, 3 gold, 3 electrum, 803 silver.
I guess when they see all the silver, that's they have to like all shove it in their pouches, you know.
All right,
they agree to that. The leader says, just grunts. Does anybody speak? Speak bugbear, Noel, ogre.
Did we take languages?
Which one of those do you speak?
I speak.
You get them based on your race.
I speak. Oh. I actually speak Noel.
No. Okay. So they're talking to you then. He says,
good enough. They pay crap here anyway. We will leave through the tunnels and not bother you again.
Who's they?
He gestures to the east, like in that direction.
The humans.
Humans in armor, humans in robes.
Yes. Armor.
How many?
Fewer than us, more than you.
Stronger than you?
Yes, that's why we agreed to work for them. But they pay terrible, so we will leave now.
Okay. Anything else in these tunnels other than them in that room to the east?
Yes, are you asking him?
Yeah.
Yeah, some bugbears, and he gestures to the north, also pay poorly.
How many?
Fewer than us. More than you.
Oh, God. There's five of us. Uh-huh. How many gnolls are there?
There's nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
So that's 6 to 8 bugbears. God, that 6 to 8 bugbears would kill us also.
Yeah. His Rosetta's own horse is working really well.
They disappear into the ether at that point.
All right.
Holy shit.
That was useful. I feel like we got some information, at least. And then we got another area to search. They evacuated.
Yeah, plus your pouches are lighter. If you want to try to rest for another hour over here next to the fire, you guys can do that.
We should do that. We should have asked them what's in this door over here.
All right, so let's go over here and eat a sandwich before we move on.
Which door are you
We're not moving on. We're done.
The door is down. Is done.
No, I'm saying before we continue on, this will be our last short rest before we probably need to head back to town.
I was just going to say, we can search the doors of the south. He said the bosses are to the east and the bugbears are to the north.
All right. You want to open that door right there, Jotnar?
Yeah. I mean, Zal, can you see if it's trapped first?
Sure. It's good.
No. What'd you roll, a 17?
17. Yeah.
There's some sort of insidious trap on that.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Danny. I know what you're trying to do.
Doesn't it mean you disarmed it in 17?
you caught me just trying to get you to open it before you looked at it.
Yeah, I almost did it too.
Can I try to disarm it?
Yes, you can.
Roll a 19.
Right, he's not trained in disarming traps. He's just trained in giving the go-ahead.
Now they're really going to believe that you know how to find traps, though, because you've actually found one. All right, you think you disarmed it.
All right. Now I look at Jotnar. He's good now.
All right, you open the door. It is a blank wall behind the door.
Interesting.
You see there was some sort of mechanism that Zal disabled that went off when the door opened. That, or would have gone off when the door opened.
Nice.
Oh, that's actually good.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go over here and try this other one then.
Okay.
Yeah, it would have unleashed.
Totally safe. It's completely safe.
I say, based on the first door, we leave that one alone.
This one is safe, though.
It's safe.
According to Zal.
Yeah, Zal says this is safe.
I go over and sit by the fire. I don't care.
It does not do us wrong.
I told him it's safe.
All right. Come on, guys. At least have my back.
You open it. All right. Yep. It appears to be a small storage room.
Guys, I'm going to leave it to you from here on.
All right, Brandon. Good night. Good night, buddy.
All right.
You too. Bye.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right, I'll roll the rest. Click the rest button for him, I guess. And you guys can all get your short rest.
Yeah, I don't need a rest for my guy.
I'm going to percept in here.
Okay. You do not find anything in there.
All right. Maybe even without a roll. All right.
Yeah. Even before you roll.
Yeah.
All right. Navram's back up to 16 hit points of his 18, so he's doing pretty good.
I'm going to rest by the fire. That's good. Warm my bones.
Does anybody have any healing? Because I am sucking air.
Navram does, and don't you have your healing potion drink still? You have 2 doses left.
I do. I've been saving those, though, for when I go down.
One hit.
Okay. Let Navram.
All right, you're going to have Navram try to cast a cure spell on you again?
Why not?
Why would you?
He's bad about not like ticking that off his spells when he casts them. All right. Let's see. He will try at the beginning here and succeed. So you get a d8, you can roll it.
Okay.
Or do you want me to roll it?
No, I got it.
A 2. Ouch. Do you want him to cast his last cure spell of the day on you? He's got 1 left.
I mean, that's up to everybody else. I'm at 5 hit points, guys.
Yeah, you probably need
it. Let him do it.
All right.
He's on a roll.
He succeeds. Do you want me to roll it or do you want to roll it?
You roll it.
2.
Wow. A few spells for 4 hit points.
can we redo that?
No, Zal rolled a 2 also.
I think it just reeks of null in here too much for healing.
I'll take the average of those 2 rolls.
I
see.
I mean, I would just we'll
roll other things.
I'd just be happy that they both succeeded.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's 4 more hit points than you had.
All right. I suppose I could use one of those. It's just that we can't buy any more of the life elixir.
It's true. You have to find healing potions in places. Matt, I'm putting you over here with everybody else.
I'm going to save them.
Yeah, thanks.
I guess I won't be like ranging so far ahead anymore.
Well, I don't know what else you guys want to do in here, right? I mean, if we go north, it's bugbears. If we go east, it's the bosses. I don't think we want to do either of those things.
Well, but he told us that the bugbears get paid poorly. Maybe we could pay them off. Granted, we just emptied out the group treasury, but I mean, we each have individual money.
Yeah, but again,
ultimately, well, y'all can think about it in the intervening week. But you all get experience points, and I think some of you are going to level up because of that. Navram and Callum will both level up.
And
don't you both hit level 4?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're going to get 2 attacks per round now, Navram.
As a fighter. Navram or Callan?
Callan, I'm sorry. As a fighter.
Yeah.
And Navram gets level 2 spells. He has Spirit Hammer now.
Ooh.
But he doesn't have any spell slots left to use it.
I know. Well, let's see.
We need a long rest.
He might. If his presence goes up, he'll have a spell slot.
Should we level him up or let him do it when he gets back?
We'll let him do it.
He might wish that we had done it for him with the way he's been rolling.
Do you think there's anywhere in here that we could do a long rest?
Yeah, you could try to go a long rest here if you wanted to. Sure you could.
I mean, this is where they were hanging out, and they're gone.
You have to get, you have to get lucky with some wandering monster rolls, but you could do it. All right, let's say bye to Craig.
Bye, Craig.
Bye,
Craig.
Fuck off, Craig.
Duh.